So that's an intro, and now the sermon goes. Just kidding. Everybody froze over. Originally I was going to share a message with you, but I decided to do a little bit of an elongated testimony because, yes, you can hear theology of mission from the pastors and all these things, but just from the mouths of our sisters and brother, right? And if you just ask later, if you want to ask Moses and Daniel too, their testimony, right? I think it will be more powerful. But what is worship service without the word of God? So if you guys can open your Bible to Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, and just if you can just give me 5 more minutes, and I will stop talking. So Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. This is the one that actually changed my life, and now the reason I'm standing before you. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Missions changed my life. That is the reason I am here. I am not dead. I've done so many stupid things in my life, and I ran in trouble with law many times to the very, very expensive degree as well. And I was just lost in the world, but I was making really, really good money. Right after college, and I was working as a stylist, and my clients was really, really wealthy. And the tips they would just give me for being a stylist would be, back then in early 2000, for $500 to $500 to $1,000, just because they were happy about the things that I had picked for them. And so I naturally just walked away from the Lord. I always said I was born into a Christian family, so I have my dad in the church. So if I make a lot of money, I will just give a lot of offerings so the church can build a building. My church was really small back then, Crossway. And I would just do all these things for God, and I began to just walk away from the faith as well. And just God just became something that is just really heavy in my life, something that is a burden, something that I want to do. It's like, oh, you know what? I just made this amount of money. I want to go to San Francisco, and I want to reward myself and all these things. And then there's a back of my head, but there are certain things that I need to do for the church. And then God was something that, the entity that I couldn't get rid of. There's something that would prevent me from having the most fun that I could ever had, and just living the extravagant life that I always wanted. And my aim was to become like my clients, where they can just pay somebody to just shop for them and just like, hey, here's $2,000 just because I'm happy, right? And so I started not to go to church on Sundays, and because I had meetings, and I was hired by other companies, and I was just having a really, really good life. And one day I just sat down and said, you know, what is life? What if I just die right now? Right? What if my life is just taken away from me? Where would I be? I always had this fear of hell, never a desire for heaven, but I had this, what if I go to hell? All these things. And it's not because I was scared for my soul per se. I was scared for all these things I had I cannot bring with me. Right? How about all these Italian things that I bought, right? And I cannot bring that with me. And if you go to hell, then my awesome wallet is gonna burn. And no way my Italian leather can burn in hell, right? And so how you can always see that it wasn't above my soul, all the materialistic things I cherished after. And fast forward, I went to, everybody intervened for me, who was a spiritual mentor, and they, you know what, you need to go somewhere, right? Get out of the United States, and you need to go on a mission trip and all these things. And I was always with like this African culture, I grew up in Hayward, and I was like, all my friends were Africans, and I was like, I want to be African. God, why should you make me Korean? I'm going to be darker. Stay in the sun, so I'd be darker all the time, right? And I studied their language and their cultures, and I'm like, oh, I wish I was a black man, right? If I was a black man, my life would have been so much better. Right? And so when I found out that they're going to Africa, I was like, yeah, these are my people, right? I'm gonna go to Africa. God, yes. Like, I had nothing to do with God, and I just wanted to tell my African friends that I've been to their country before they have been to their country. So I went to Ethiopia, and then I worked with Mother Teresa House, and I didn't even know what that was. I just knew Teresa was a really nice nun. And I just went there and just realized that these are people who have AIDS. And because I was in the fashion industry, I was in the art industry, and the that kind of entertainment industry. So there's so many gays and lesbians of my friends, my best friend. He's gay as well. And then so when I was seeing them, and I was just like, wow, that was with the that could be a destiny that they can have, right? And as I saw people just dying, and it was really hard for me, and I had to rethink my life again. And I just realized that people who have Jesus, when they die, they're not scared, even the little kids. But the ones who are dying without Jesus, I realized that they don't want to die. Or they're like, don't take me, I'm so fearful. And then from that time, my eyes were open and said, you know what? There is something behind our, after our life. And then so I decided to just leave my world and just put my time into church and put my time to learn more about God. And that's when I came to CCKC. And then I know they're sitting right there, China and Nain. I think the first time we went was Turkey. When China was like 2 years old. and from then, I began to just see the heart of God to the nations. So long story short, right, this is a Missions Devotions Week. Once again, I prepared like a theology of mission and those things, but I realized that if I can just speak to you heart to heart, not that theology is not my heart, but just my experience. Right, the reason that we need to go on the mission trip, why do we have to go or to send, right? It's simply because God has commanded us here. He says there are plenty to harvest, but there is no more workers or not enough workers. So you know what? Pray earnestly to the Lord of harvest to send people. And we see immediately in chapter 10, Jesus sends people, right? And so I just want to tell you in this short amount of time that I have, that why do we have to go on mission? Because God commanded us to go. Why do we have to send people to missions? Because God has commanded us in His Word of God that's inspired for us to do that. And for the followers of Christ, right, the lovers of Christ, the one who are called the children of God, it only makes sense if we obey our Lord with joy and cheerful hearts, right? And that is why that we sacrifice our finances, resources, whatever that we have, time and effort to just really go to the ends of the earth. Or if you can't go, you send people to the end of the earth. So I just want to not even to persuade you, because I know mission is not persuasion, because no one could have ever persuaded me to go on mission, right? And no one could ever make sense in my head, make it sensible in my head to go on missions, because even to my friends who don't believe in God, what my life is crazy. They always come back and say, you know what, these are the life that you have left. And I'll be lying if I ever regretted, right? I would see how they're living right now, with where they live, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could have had that. But every single time I turn my eyes, there are so many people who are stricken with affliction, right? There are people who are just lost in the world. And then even my friends then, I pray for them earnestly that they will know Jesus Christ, because all these things in the world will soon burn away. And whatever that we put in heaven as a treasure is going to be the one will last forever. And how precious is the souls that we save through going and through sending, right? How precious will be the souls that are just stored in heaven. And then the day that Christ comes and we meet Jesus Christ, and He will show us in front of us, because of your sent, You missionaries, and through that missionaries that you sent, these are the fruit. These are the people that they're waiting to say hi to you, right? Because that you went, and then you opened your mouth and proclaimed the gospel, right? These are the people. Even if you didn't know that, these are the people that are waiting here there because in heaven because of your commitments. So brothers and sisters, in this Missions Devotions Week, it does not matter how old you are, how young you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, because there's something that we can have, that we can give to God, which is our life. I believe that the grace and told that she was convicted to become a missionary, and I think God is saying, no, I never told anyone yet, but I feel like that God is leading me to the missionary life as well. So if you can just really pray that it is not just the person who goes, it's not just people who go, but there's the people who send as well, right? As we gave you that prayer request, right, for every member of our team. And on Friday from the youth Friday night, we realized, right, every single prayer request that we have put on been answered for everyone, right? Grace also, Yena also. So every single bullet point, God has answered. Why? Because you have sent us to Japan through prayers. And there is, and if you have nothing in your life, you can at least spare your prayer, right? And so after this, we will sing our praise songs. And then Pastor Peter will come out and explains a little bit of the forms that you might want to fill out if God is speaking to you today, right? To either to send people or to you be the one who will go. So once again, I just want to tell you in Matthew chapter 9, why do we have to do mission? It is not because it's our duty. It is not because we're supposed to. It's because it's our choice. But we do that because God has commanded us to pray, to go, to send, and that we are just obeying our Father because we love Him. We are obeying His Father because He is an Almighty God, and we are obeying His Father because He showed an example through His own Son, Jesus Christ, so to die for us, on behalf of everybody here, and that we can be the disciples of Jesus. We can be the one who can take on the task of Jesus Christ on this earth. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you so much for this time of testimonies and all these words that you have given us in the body worship. Lord, I pray that as we just really think about this and contemplate on this thing, issue of mission and how it is a command from you, and it's not our choice to do that or not, but it is our solemn duty to obey you, because that is our only response to the grace that you have shown through your Son Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that if they're supposed to send, Lord, would you give them hearts? If they're supposed to go, Lord, would you give them hearts as well? We thank you so much, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.